Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
And we're going to try this. We did a lot of sound checks. It's N4G Radio for the week of November 10th, 2009.
9th.
That's today, jackass. The show will be out tomorrow.
10th is a Tuesday, homie.
Yeah, 10th is a Tuesday, because Modern Warfare comes out on it.
Oh, wait, that's right, because my computer says the 8th.
Boom.
I added a day and then another day. You know.
Boom.
But,
who's the jackass now?
Who's the jackass now?
The guy that's on a video game podcast that didn't play any video games this week.
Shut the fuck up.
Snap.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
we spent
man.
Too much time before the show started checking sound checks because we have new hardware.
Yeah.
Kind of accustomed to the Windows 7.
Yeah.
And the fact that, oh, fuck, I don't know. We'll just have to see how the show
so,
goes.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how it goes.
If you had to give a grade to Windows 7, what would you give it?
Dude, I've only had it for like 4 days.
Oh, okay.
So, this isn't the Windows 7 podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to News for Windows 7's podcast.
But the most important thing is when we first started doing what we're doing today, we had a lot of complaints about the volume.
Yes.
So please let us know if this is too loud.
Yes.
Too quiet. All that good
too
stuff.
Too shitty.
But we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of games. So I see you don't have a list, so it must not have been too bad for you this week.
No, I've been really busy.
Well, that explains why you haven't beat Uncharted yet.
Yes.
You sloppy bitch.
It explains.
Wow.
What?
Wow. You know, I haven't beat Uncharted yet either.
No, the first one.
Oh.
Not the
yeah,
second
that's a little
one.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are a sloppy bitch.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Even Kill a Wolverine beat the first one.
Yeah, live it up. Live it up.
Oh, I'm living it up. Yeah, we beat it before they had trophies, dick.
Yeah.
So we have
I beat it well before it had trophies.
Gambus Khan and the Hizzle.
Hey, greetings, programs.
I'm surprised your shirt still works.
Surprised your shirt still
it's an
works.
Xbox shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Snap.
Surprised you didn't get it out of laundry this morning.
And it was red.
It was red ring.
It was a red shirt.
Also, as we have the jackass that didn't play anything.
I'm sorry.
But he's on a video game podcast.
I have finals.
I'm sorry. I'm married and have a job.
Jackass.
But you don't have finals that actually, you know, mean that it's your career.
No, but I have a job that means if I don't, my rent doesn't get paid.
Oh, you're never getting fired from your job.
That's because I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walk in there with, like, dark sunglasses, and you're like, yeah, I'm taking this place over.
I mean, wow. I can...
I doubt that.
I can leave.
What?
I can leave.
Get the fuck out.
All right.
No, we like
get out! No.
We have Killer Wolverine?
Yeah, fuck you.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
Not the listeners.
I'm happy.
The guy hosting this shit.
Yeah. I'm happy you're here, Killer Wolverine.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a place in my heart that's warm right now.
Maybe I will leave.
You should get that checked.
At least he didn't say there was something warm in his pants.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
There's a place in the upper left half of my pants that is warm for you.
And we have the wombat, Ryan Womble.
Hey. Oh, what a way to come in.
Hey, what's up?
And in just
that's
in case,
what she said.
Just in case you didn't know, Gambus Khan is extremely slap happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an awesome show.
So it's going to be a good show.
I am sleep deprived.
But we also have another guest with... Actually, we have several other guests with us.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey!
Oh, welcome back, Arnie.
Yeah, we hit the big time, didn't we?
Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
No, it is not true.
It's not true that I'm doing good?
How do you know? Tell him that he's not doing good.
Arnie, you can see right through me. You can see right through me.
Yep. So we have the soundboard back. That should make some people happy and some people sad.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll start off with fondling.
Okay.
So we'll start off with Gambus. He doesn't have a list, so it should only take at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Somewhere around the 45-minute mark.
This week's Fondling, I didn't really have any time to play hardly any games at all this week. I was doing some manual labor, you know, that involves hammers, nails, paint, and, like, manly work.
Were you building a soapbox derby car?
How do you know?
I'm just guessing.
No.
No, seriously, what were you doing?
I was renovating a shed.
Oh, gotcha.
Good times, good times. Multi-day project. It's still not done, but it's almost done. So hopefully,
I can't picture you swinging a hammer.
I can't either.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. But I can swing a hammer. Yeah.
You can swing a hammer?
Yeah.
With a vengeance?
Yes, with the... Was it evil vengeance? Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hammer killer.
Yes. Okay, on to Fondling.
I can swing an MC hammer.
I should probably start with good stuff.
I was going for Tone Low.
Oh, you were going for Tone Low?
I was going for Tone Low.
Why, when I said MC Hammer?
Because it's 80s rap.
Oh.
It's all in the same category in the dollar store.
That is true. Oh. That is true. I played Ratchet & Clank, A Crack in Time, the demos, both demos.
A Butt Crack in Time?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know what the original name?
That was not good.
Do you know what the original name for this game was?
What's that?
I just got through listening to the newest episode of the Numb Thumb podcast, and I was informed.
Jolly good show.
Yes, it is a jolly. It's a cracking good time.
Oh, here we go with fucking cracking again.
Yeah, John Whitehouse said that the original name was going to be called Ratchet & Clank Clock Blockers. Which would have been awesome.
Which would have been awesome.
Makes sense.
That would have been awesome.
If you played the game, it makes sense.
Yep. I played both demos, the Clank one and the Ratchet one, and I plan on picking this game up sometime.
Yes, it is a kick-ass game.
It is very, very, very awesome. I actually really liked the Clank stage.
What is the demo? Does it let you do the time stuff?
The time bubbles.
Where you record yourself?
Yes.
That shit is awesome.
Oh, my God. It is. It kind of reminds me of the, Blink, what was that game? Blinks the Cat? The Time...
Winks the Time Sweeper?
Sweeper.
Yeah, the Time Sweeper.
They made a sequel.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And Ken McCown named his cat after it.
I did. Yeah. Well, the first game was fun.
Yeah, the first game, it was...
Second game was crap.
It was quite a quality title. But, yeah, this game is... It's got it all. It's got time manipulation. It's got... when you're playing as Ratchet, you know, of course you got the... you got the melee weapons, you got guns, you got explosives.
You got a burping frog.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yep, I saw that in the commercial.
Awesome.
The graphics are spectacular.
The levels are fucking amazingly gorgeous.
They are. The levels are just like... I keep wanting to rotate the camera around just to see everything.
Now, in the demo, did Clank have the staff with him?
Yes.
That you could hit stuff and it would rebuild itself?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Incredible game.
Quit trying to sell this. I don't have the money to buy
it. I don't need to sell it. It's fucking awesome. We should have a review up today. What's up?
Who's reviewing it?
Cat.
Ah. Have to look at the review.
Oh, you shouldn't. You'll just buy it. Because it's going to be the bomb song.
Yeah.
You know this.
What you talked about it last week and what you guys are talking now and...
I actually did play it this weekend myself, too, and I finally got to do the Clank time manipulation stuff where you got to record yourself opening the door and then go through it. That shit's
so
awesome.
You play separate?
Yeah, it's like they go back and forth between the two.
Oh, all right.
So, really good game. Between this game, Uncharted, even though I haven't played two, but I was playing one, between the Uncharted series, Demon's Souls... And, of course, the Ratchet games. PS3 has been getting a lot of really good exclusives.
Yes.
Let's see here. Another game that I played on PSP. King Kong Banjo.
Yeah, where's that review at?
I barely had enough time to play it, so I didn't have any time to do a review.
Yeah, PR people don't accept that excuse. So,
and neither do
we. Yeah, but it's not out yet.
Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I mean, this week, okay, yeah. It's a really interesting game. I always love picking fights with people.
In a video game.
Yes.
Not in real life.
You shoot lasers out of your eyes. You smack talk your opponent, which is kind of like a rhythm action game or a quick time event. It's like your mother's so fat, and you have to hit the buttons corresponding to the
how fat is she?
The words. I don't know.
Come on, finish the joke.
The thing is, that's it. The game really offers like the first half of a joke and never finishes it. So it's kind of like the game, but but the game itself, I like. It's kind of like a simplistic spiritual successor to Shenmue. If Shenmue had to do a delinquent life instead of an epic finding my dad's killer life.
Like Shenmue?
Yeah, like Shenmue.
Do you make phone calls and get little plastic trinkets?
You actually do cell phone calls, and you call up your peons.
Your peons?
Yeah.
Do they call them that in the
game?
Yeah,
whenever you beat up certain characters, they bow before you, and they're like, oh, I want to join you, and it says you got another peon. So, that is awesome. And it's cool that they're called peons, because I like that word for some reason.
Because, never mind.
I'm going to piss on you.
Oh, jeez.
Drip, 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 pee on you, piss on you.
Okay.
Hershey stains.
Now, the last game that I played is a game that I might get a little bit ferocious towards.
Wrong.
Shut up, Arnold. Let him talk.
I played a game called Interior Annie for the Nintendo DS. Or as I like to call it, Irritating Annie.
Irritating Annie.
Yeah. I have to say that the character of Annie... Okay, this has nothing to do with the movie or the Broadway musical called Annie. It has nothing to do with that.
No shit.
Yeah. It has to do with a stupid anime-looking character. The character of Annie is probably one of the lamest lead characters I have ever encountered in a video game. Her...
It's my duty to please that booty.
Okay. This character's intelligence is on par with the average Teletubby.
Wow.
If Sailor Moon had a baby with Jar Jar Binks,
wow,
it would be Annie.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
No, it is true. This character is super annoying.
Super robot annoying, okay. Tyson.
Yes. Okay. The beginning of the game starts is there's this girl. Her name's Annie, and she's super, super lazy. She is so lazy, in fact, that her grandpa, who's an alchemist, comes up with the idea of, oh, I should give my granddaughter responsibility. So, in other words, he sends her to this this island, this resort island that's like under construction. And the girl doesn't even know about it, even when she's being transported to this island, because she's still asleep in her bed, even while these little creatures are lifting her bed up and, like, having it go down the river. So you see this bed going down the river with her in it, and she's still asleep because she's so freaking lazy. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this character is an overachiever, obviously. And then when she gets to the island, she wakes up, she says a bunch of stupid stuff. And I must say, the dialogue in this game goes on forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And the plot goes nowhere. The plot goes nowhere, and every time that Annie says something stupid, like whenever she gets like some money, she's like, oh, shiny things! Even though it's not voice acted. I'll say this, though. If this game was voice acted, I would give this game probably a 1
Wow. Just wow.
But, however, since you can actually skip the stupid text, which, even if you skip text sections, there's so much text that it'll probably take you like 2 or 3 minutes just to skip it all.
Wow.
And it's stupid dialogue. It has no story whatsoever besides the fact that this resort is going to open up in 3 years from now. And in 3 years' time, she has to use her alchemy power, which, by the way, she's never even done in her whole life yet. So she doesn't even know what alchemy is. But, of course, when she does her first alchemy, it comes out right. And she's like a natural alchemist, you know, obviously.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, she's kind of like Harry Potter if he was a girl and really, really stupid.
So is this a game you're reviewing?
Yes. Yeah. I must say, look for my review this week.
See, this goes to prove that we don't take gifts.
No gifts.
That was evident with my review of Astro Boy last week.
Oh, yeah? Would you rip that one apart?
That's not a very good game.
What'd you give it?
I don't remember.
Oh. It's not memorable.
Yeah, I'll say this, Interior Arnie. And thing is...
Arnie.
It might as well be Arnie.
See what you made me do.
But,
Dewey Griffin.
I've actually read some reviews about this game, and they say, you know, that there's a lot of dialogue. But they didn't say it was a lot of stupid dialogue, but it is.
I don't think that's going to be on the back of the box.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stupid fucking dialogue in this game.
A bunch of fucking stupid dialogue. That's good.
Oh, believe me, my review, none of what I'm going to write in my review would want to be on the back of the box.
Wow.
Thank God.
The thing is, the reviews basically say, you know, that underneath all the exterior, there's actually a good game. I think good is a little bit overstating. I would say it's more of a
decent,
a capable game.
Wow.
There's a capable game buried a bunch of ton of crap and,
wow,
and stupidity. Yes, I will say this. After I do my review, I will be happy to get on with my life after this.
Are you happy now?
Yes. So in other words, look for my shiny
stupid, happy people.
Yeah, my shiny happy review for Interior Annie and Kiko Boncho this week.
Oh, that's great. What are you going to play this week? I bet it's not going to be Interior Annie.
No, I've actually played enough of Interior Annie.
You put your time in.
Thing is, I will take great pleasure in writing the review, though. It's going to be a long, screaming review. I don't know. It might be a short review. Who knows? But
this game sucks.
I'm actually planning on that. Playing some good games this upcoming week.
For Rizzle.
Yeah, I want to get back into the mainstream, if you will. Uncharted, the first one, unfortunately, and maybe some multiplayer of the second one.
Playing through the first Uncharted is not unfortunate. It's just unfortunate you haven't beat it.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. It's sad. It's a detriment to my cred.
To your cred.
Wait, you just call it street cred.
To my street cred. But, I also will be getting a 360 this week.
Yes, this is the week, huh?
Yeah, this is the week. Yay!
I wonder how many friend requests you have in your inbox.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know,
filled.
I don't even think that I could have that many friend requests because when my system died in January, I think I was up to like 95 friends.
Doesn't mean you can't get requests.
Yeah, but the thing is, when I would do requests for people that already had it, it would block the request.
I don't know.
So,
but technically, your list wasn't full.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't accepted them all yet.
Yeah.
Mr. Popularity.
No doubt.
Oh.
95 fucking friends.
Well, I don't know if it was 95, but it was up there. It was like in the 90s or something.
Silence!
Oh my God! But, yeah, I plan on playing some Modern Warfare.
You gonna shoot people in an airport? Does that make you uncomfortable?
That does. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well,
I'm looking forward to the game itself. But it's an interesting social commentary, if you will. But yeah, that's my Fondling, my future Fondling. And there you go.
Yep. Rock on with your bad self. So we're going to move on to Killer Wolverine, and we're going to move on to Wombat.
Leapfrog. Well, as well, I don't have anything because of a wonderful school final. So
yeah, I don't want to soil myself.
So you didn't play? You didn't play anything at all?
No, I didn't.
Not a thing.
Because I had a paper to write. I had a math final to study for, which I still need to study for.
Right.
I had a final project in web design, and I had a final for my information technology course. So. Which I got an A on.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So,
that's really good.
School term's winding down, so I have a week from tomorrow to next Tuesday. So I will be fucking playing games. I will be playing Modern Warfare.
Yes.
I will beat Uncharted 2. I'll hopefully play some multiplayer on that and whatever else I can get. Fuck you. I will be playing. I'll just be playing catch up, and if I can afford to play more games or buy more games besides Modern Warfare, I'll do that. yeah. So
yeah, all right,
a lot of game playing this week.
Gambus and K Dub are done, and we're still under 20 minutes. So
wow,
we move on to the Wombat.
Means I got a lot of time to fill.
You do, but I imagine one game could fill that.
One game will probably fill most of it. So this week, it was retread week, the first part for me, trying to beat some stuff that I've got, you know, outstanding.
Outstanding.
I tried to beat Uncharted 2 this week, did not accomplish that goal. I'm pretty close to the end, but just didn't get a chance to actually complete it. So
you guys got a Spider-Man kiss?
That's one of them. Wow. There's always the possibility. Anytime Gambus Khan and Killer Wolverine are in a room together, there's always the possibility that one of them will be upside down and they'll be locking lips.
I am talking to you. Oh, yes.
So my plan is to beat Uncharted 2 this week, hopefully, if I can drag myself away from another game.
Uh-oh.
I also played some more Borderlands this week, which I'm still having a lot of fun with, and I still really enjoy. But we've talked pretty much in-depth about that game for several weeks in a row, so there's no reason to go into in-depth again. Just buy it. Just do it.
Buy it now!
Should that be my day one release for getting a new Xbox?
That or Red Faction?
That or the game I'm getting ready to talk about right now, which would be Dragon Age.
He ain't got time for Dragon Age.
That's true.
You know this.
That's true.
That's really true.
I don't have time for Dragon Age.
Nobody has time except for the guys that don't have anything else to do.
Right. Dragon Age, I picked up this week. There was some banter back and forth about which console version to get. I settled on getting the 360 version basically for the full install because I was given the impression that with the full install, the load times were really quick. And that the frame rate was really good. That basically everything I read said basically the PS3 version looks better, but the 360 version has a better frame rate. So I went with the frame rate, installed it onto my 360, and I will say that just based on video that I've seen from the PS3 and actually playing the 360 version, the PS3 version does look better.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ugly-ass textures in this game.
There's some ugly-ass everything in this game.
I'm talking Nintendo 64-level textures in this game.
Oh, but, that is nasty.
But, overall, the game around the textures is fantastic. And it's proof to me that graphics don't make the game. Graphics can make a game better, but they don't make the game. Because Dragon Age does not look good. It sort of bounces back and forth. It's odd, because there are some parts of it on the 360 that look really good, and there are some parts of it that just look awful.
Well, here's the funny thing that I noticed about the game. The dudes at BioWare are perverts. I'm just going to throw this out there right now. Morgan's character model is flawless. It looks great.
I will disagree with you.
But the other characters in the game, most of them look like butt.
Well, I will disagree with you on Morgan's character model, because she has the boniest ass shoulders and the tiniest ass arms on anything that I've ever seen in my entire
life.
But
she looks... When I see, like, my party standing there talking and
right.
She's in my party... Like,
she looks better than
she looks better than
them.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far you are in the game.
I'm not all that far into the main quest.
But there's another character in the game that comes up later, and it animates good and it looks good. and it's a woman,
right.
And she's naked. You know.
So in other words, the women.
Oh, I know what you're talking.
They look like the women look like supermodels, but the men look like inbreds.
Most of the men look pretty
most
bad.
Of the men look pretty bad. Yeah. But I mean, in all honesty, I think most of the character models are not very good. They're all kind of
they look
pointy
like knights.
And they look last gen.
They
basically.
Look like Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
they do.
The character models are almost identical to Knights of the Old Republic.
Right?
Huh.
But like I said, graphically on console, the game is not good. Now on PC, the stuff that I've seen of it on PC, and I wish my PC was strong enough to run it well. It looks great. It looks 100% better. But on the consoles, it does not look good. But it's a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
I love the game. It really reminds me of Knights. It reminds me, of course, of the Baldur's Gate games on the PC. Just in terms of setting and how you have to. Or how the option is there to pause mid-combat and set up tactics for everybody in your thing, like Knights, but also like Baldur's Gate.
Yep.
It's really, really good. The story is phenomenal. I've played through two of the origin stories. Basically, my plan, initially, I picked a city elf, and I played through his origin. And I thought, man, that was really good. But I said, you know what, I'm going to play through another one before I make my decision as to who I'm going to go the long haul with. And so I did the Dwarven Noble story, and it was even better than the City Elf origin. So I think I'm probably going to stick with my Noble Dwarf for now. And then maybe eventually down the line I'll do a Human Noble or a Human Mage just to see those origins, but... so far, I think I'm sticking with my dwarf for the long haul. But there's a lot of the conversations are fantastic. The voice acting is great, featuring Simon Templeman, who is one of my favorite video game voice actors of all time. Was the voice of Kane in the Legacy of Kane series. He voices a couple of the characters, most prominently Loghain, who's one of the main characters. I won't say anything about him. He's one of the main characters. Also, was one of the main characters from the first book. The dialogue is great. The way they do the branching of the storyline is great. Your decisions even early on make a difference in what happens in the game, and they make a difference in developing your character and the way people see your character. Like I said, this is not a game for the Oblivion types, for the people who only like their RPGs to be Oblivion style, where it's sort of open world and complete and utter freedom to go whatever you want and do whatever you want at the price of a story, because this game is very story focused, and the story is really, really, really good. So it definitely makes you want to keep funneling through to the next area so you can see what's gonna happen. And now you can play areas in different orders. I don't mean to say that it's completely linear, but it's not open world like a game like Oblivion or something like that would be. It's very much in the style of Knights of the Old Republic or Baldur's Gate. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to add to that.
Well, I know I want to complain about the questing.
Oh yeah, well I'll let you. I'll stop my analysis there, and I'll let you talk about your
because I always have to be the negative Nancy.
But I love the game so far. It's definitely my RPG of the year. Not that that's really saying much because there haven't been too many RPGs this year.
It would have to be in the top five anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't actually consider Borderlands an RPG, so I'm not gonna. Put that in the running, but really, really good game. It's a game that's right up my alley in terms of the kind of games that I like, so I'm really, really enjoying it, and I look forward to playing that some more. As far as future funneling goes, definitely Dragon Age, probably some more Borderlands, hope to be Uncharted 2 this week. That's number one priority. I still have not even started Brutal Legend.
Really?
Yeah.
The game everybody forgot about?
Yeah, I just, so much other stuff is taking up my time that I don't want to start it until I can invest a lot of time into it. Which leads me to my decision on Modern Warfare, in that I don't know that I'm going to buy Modern Warfare.
The whole internet just exploded in our actual house.
It has nothing to do with the quality of the game. The first Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, I played the multiplayer maybe twice. For some reason, I know everybody loves the multiplayer. It just never really hooked me like it did everybody else. So all I'm really interested in Modern Warfare 2 is the single player. And, you know, from what I understand, the single player is basically just about as long as the single player was in the first one. So my plan, I think, for Modern Warfare is to rent Modern Warfare or Gamefly at one of the two, just to play the single player, because I'm not really all that interested in the multiplayer. If I rent it and I play a couple games in the multiplayer and I get hooked, maybe I'll buy it then. But just judging by the first game, the multiplayer didn't really hook me like some other games' multiplayer have. So I probably won't be buying it. I'm going to try and scour. Maybe I'll try and hit Blockbuster up first thing when they open and see if they have any left. But that's the plan for this week for Modern Warfare. And then after that, Modern Warfare is really the only game that releases this week, isn't it?
There's other ones, but they probably don't matter.
Yeah, and...
we'll go over that in a little bit.
I'm trying to remember what else... But anyways, that wraps it up for future fondling for me for this week.
Wow. I got all kinds of time.
You got tons of time.
Yes. Well, I guess I will start off nailing the other systems on the PSP.
PSP.
Oh, he did it. I checked out the Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that shit just wasn't meant to be played on a handheld.
No.
My God.
I played the one before the new one, the one that actually came with my PSP, because I bought the white Darth Vader one, and I think I played it for like 20 minutes or something.
Man, I didn't even finish a match. I turned it off.
I'm and that was my same conclusion. I just felt that this game was not meant for the PSP.
How are the PSP still getting versions of this game?
Yeah.
The consoles haven't got one in years.
I know.
It's ridiculous. I mean, there's no point in even making these PSP ones. They're not very good at all.
No, they're not.
And Battlefront 2 is one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
And also on the PSP, they put up a demo for MotorStorm Arctic Edge. I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Oh, don't really? Like it?
MotorStorm is like one of those games that, you know why you loved it the first time? Because it was so fucking pretty. Imagine stripping all that away.
Oh!
And making a really kind of mediocre racing game, which MotorStorm is actually not a mediocre racing game.
Yeah.
So, but you take away the beauty and...
some of the playability.
And the brains, and you're just left with an empty shell of what used to be. Of what you remember.
Oh, man.
Disappointing. I will definitely not be spending $40 on that game. Because I actually had considered going and picking it up after I played the demo. And then I played the demo, and I'm like, oh, I think I'll save my $40.
Wow.
Just not a very good...
And it looked pretty decent in screenshots.
I don't think it looks very good at all. I mean, of course, I'm comparing it to MotorStorm.
Right.
That's probably not fair. But you know what? Nothing's fair in love and video games.
That is true.
Didn't play anything... I played Astro Boy on the Wii for a review.
Uh-oh.
It's not very good, even if he can shoot missiles out of his ass.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like the coolest thing about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like the side-scrolling, like, shooter levels, those are good, but the platforming, which makes up 80% of the game, is terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
I tell you, the really good Astro Boy game was on Game Boy Advance.
Made by Treasure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shooting parts of this game remind me of that, but that they only make up about 20% of the game.
Oh, that sucks.
So the rest of the game is kind of ass. Also on the Wii, I played a game called The Secret Saturdays, The Beasts of the Fifth Sun.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
It's not bad. You basically play like a cryptozoologist and you study things like the Yeti.
Yeah, the character looks like Ben 10.
Wow.
If you like the show, you should buy the game. That's about all I'll say. It's not bad. It's a traditional 2.5D platformer.
Well, that's cool.
But it's very much based on the show. So, if you like the show, you should buy the game. If you don't like the show, then you're probably not going to give two shits.
Play at your own risk.
Exactly. On the PS3, I played Ratchet and Clank, Future Kraken Time. And we talked a little bit about that. And everybody that likes platformers or action platformers should buy this game. Because it's awesome.
Immediately. Yeah.
And the other thing I played on the PS3, I cannot believe you didn't mention. God of War 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How did I forget that I played that
this
week?
You forgot
about
that? How
do you forget that you played God of War 3?
I have no idea.
It's like forgetting that you...
it's like the forgetting the first time you got laid, right, Gambus?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. I did play that this week.
Monster size. 3.2 gigs.
It's huge demo.
Holy
and it's like 20
crap.
Minutes long.
Right.
Oh my god.
But it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, god, it was so good.
Fighting that crazy three-headed thing with the snake tail. And
yeah.
Where he rips its guts out and it spills all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh.
My favorite part was at the very end of the demo when you jump in that Icarus chute and it shoots you way up and you gotta dodge out of the way of stuff.
Yeah.
That part was fun.
Man. When he ripped off Helios' head and was using it to uncover puzzles and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, it's so violent.
That's going to be a great game.
Man.
Oh, that's the other thing that comes out next week, doesn't it? God of War Collection.
Yeah,
comes
that's
out 17.
Next week.
So.
Yeah, God of War 3 was just amazing.
Very, very fun.
I don't
Can't
know what
wait.
People are complaining about.
People are complaining about
it? It looks great.
Yeah, it does look great.
It looks...
Well, I mean, it looks like a... much updated version of the PS2 ones. I mean, you had to come into it expecting the art style to be similar to the PS2 ones. So
yeah, it's not like they're going to go with cel shading,
right? And it looks phenomenal.
I think it looks great. I think it plays great. I cannot wait to get a hold of this game. Gets me excited to go back and play through the first two again.
Yeah.
On the PS3, that game is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great series.
That was a phenomenal play on the I played a lot of Trine this week. I really, really like that game.
Trine? Yeah.
It gets harder. It gets a lot harder the further you get along. Puzzles get more complex and confusing but I'm really, really enjoying it. I had somebody ask me one of the hardest questions I've ever been asked the other day on PSN because we all heard PSN is getting Braid now.
Right.
He asked me what he should get, Trine or Braid. And I'm like, "Fuck." That's a tough decision. They're both great games. They're both puzzle platformers. It's hard to pick. I guess it would depend on if you prefer like time puzzles or action puzzles. But they're both really, really good games.
Hmm.
I think that's all I played on PS3. On 360, I played an ass load and a half. Mostly for review shit. I played Cabela's Big Game Hunter 2010. Yeehaw!
Yeah! I'm going to shoot me a squirrel.
That's not big
game. That's not big game, Jason.
That's small game.
Big game would be like bears, mountain lions, elk.
Oh.
Yeah. Although in this game, you do have shooting galleries where you shoot birds and bunny rabbits.
I'm going to shoot me a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, wait. That's another game I'll talk about later.
Crap.
Don't get this shit confused. Big Game Hunter basically slapped all the hunters in the face and made it an arcade game. You basically just get dropped in the area, go find this animal, shoot it, go find this animal, shoot it. There's no, like, going back to camp and sharpening your knife or shit. No upgrading weapons. You just get them when you kill stuff. So, like, there's no...
That kind of sucks.
It's not like GTA, you know, Yellowstone.
Or it's not like Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
they had to do a Monster Hunter
hunting game
that's like modern hunting.
You have no idea of the audience for one and the other. They wouldn't get along at a party.
I don't know.
I do.
Make it 4-player co-op.
Let me ask you a question. If we went like out with some dude that's like a big hunter, guts deers, wears camouflage all the time, shoots people.
Not people.
He does in Call of Duty. Shh.
No.
Well,
would you hang out with him at a party, or would you hang out with someone like us?
Well, thing is,
I don't think you'd be hanging out with Billy Bob.
Well, thing is, I mean, video games, specifically the Xbox 360, over the past you know, about 4 or 5 years, I think have brought the geek and jock community together quite well.
Mm-hmm. See how many of the Madden players want to play Pokemon with you? I'm just saying there's a big separation.
I'm saying, yeah, there is a big separation, however, given the right circumstances and technology.
Given the right to choose for yourself.
Yeah, you've got the right to choose. You can introduce a gray area into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
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 It's happened, and it's happening.
It's happening in your pants.
Look over the past 10 years of how video games have went into the mainstream.
Okay.
Yes. Well, okay, not just video games, but computer technology. I mean, you have hillbillies on Twitter now. I mean,
did you really just call them hillbillies?
Wow.
You know, by definition, we're hillbillies.
Yeah.
And we're on Twitter.
And we have a podcast about video games.
But we're still hillbillies.
Thing is, though, you're proving my point.
Other than the fact that I was into it before it was mainstream, but your point's kind of null and void then. But thanks for playing.
Well, have you been to GameStop around here in the past couple years?
No. I don't go around here. I go all the way up in a different city.
I mean, if you go to GameStop, it's like every third customer just came back from shooting something. I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about, you know, like an animal or
but here's
a deer.
They didn't come back from shooting something to buy Monster Hunter. They came from shooting something to buy Madden, Need for Speed, or Cabela.
Well, there's always that one guy. That one guy.
Do you shoot animals, Jason?
No.
Do you blow them up with firecrackers?
No.
Do you torture small woodland creatures?
No.
All right, then you're safe.
Okay, thank you.
I'm
safe from what? Myself?
Nobody's safe from that.
No.
I play a little more Forza. Still digging it. Definitely one of those games that's going to take me like 16 years to beat. So I probably never will beat it.
I heard it being described as car porn.
Man, everybody wants to call every racing game anymore car porn. That's like a played out phrase. Full
car
auto.
Porn, car porn. Car
full car auto porn. Is car porn. Fucking Jesus Christ, just watch real porn and get it over with. You just want to use the word porn is really.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The long and the short of it.
Yeah, it's like the newest issue. The future issues of Top Gear magazine, they need to have a centerfold of a car. Be like, oh, yeah.
Is it signed with, like, lipstick? Porsche 911
yes.
with a little kiss?
Mm-hmm. Look at the curves on that.
See, this is why nobody is safe from him.
Exactly.
I'm playing more Tekken 6. I really like the game.
Really?
Other than the fact that I want to break my controller every time I have to fight that fucking boss. I just want my endings. I love my CGI endings.
Mm-hmm.
I've still only unlocked one.
Wow.
I even bumped it down on easy and tried to play through it. He still whoops my ass every time.
It's terrible.
This fucking game.
It's stupid.
Usually I can, you know, get through it. Eventually, after 4 or 5 tries, I can beat the person, which is still frustrating. But yeah, after 20 minutes that I can't beat him, I turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm getting pissed. Get pissed! I just want my fucking endings.
There's probably a really, really...
They need to patch it.
There's probably a really cheap way to take out that boss.
Yeah, I've tried to figure it out. I can't do it. Apparently I'm not good enough. I suck at the Tekken. I played through the Hoth mission on Force Unleashed because I'm a whore and I went out and I bought the Ultimate Sith Edition. And, man, that alternate canon just keeps getting better and better.
The alternate canon?
You know all the DLC is an alternate canon.
Yeah.
What happened if the apprentice had become the new Vader kind of thing.
Yeah. That is pretty sweet.
So, and the Hoth one takes it to a whole new level, and God, I hope they make another one.
And when you say that you're a whore, I think when it comes to Star Wars, I think it turns everybody into whores.
Well, yeah, George Lucas has got us bent over on the couch.
Pretty much.
He just keeps going at it.
Wait, Tom Paul.
I did check out Halo Waypoint. Other than giving me a few Avatar items, I didn't find much use for it.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess if you're into the story, there's a lot of, like, gaps to fill in and stuff. It's kind of neat. But if it tracked your stats like the Bungie website does, that would be cool.
Hmm.
But it doesn't do that. It tracks your achievements.
Hmm.
I don't really need it to track my achievements. That's what my dashboard does.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thanks for the Avatar items, I guess.
Well, that's cool.
And why put it on my gamer card if it doesn't give me any gamer points? That kind of defeats the purpose? I'm just asking.
You'd think so.
I don't know.
I played backdoor football.
Uh-oh.
I mean, backyard.
Backdoor football?
I made that joke last week, and it wasn't that funny last week. I don't know.
I remember last week.
I bet you don't. You weren't paying attention.
Probably not.
You never paying attention. You're always on your fucking iPhone.
Checking some scores.
Yeah, the scores 30 minutes ago.
You know something? I got to say something.
Oh, snap. He's got to say something.
I got to say something. Another thing about, you know, the...
Are we going back to Teller Annie? Because if we are, we're
no,
not going
no, to... No, 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 no. This is another thing that can blur the lines between geeks and jocks.
He can't let this one go.
Football.
Oh, don't you start with football.
Might as well be a live-action RPG.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
I think you've had this conversation.
Yes.
We don't need to go down again, so we're moving on. Shut the fuck up.
The entire game is one giant battle system with lots
face.
Of numbers and statistics.
And it's turn-based.
Yes.
I'm going to punch you, too.
Oh, I'm on the defense. Oh, I'm on the offense. Oh,
yeah,
let's take turns.
All right, that's it.
You know, I had the same conversation with my wife the other night about Borderlands versus World of Warcraft.
Really?
So, you know what? By that logic, and just so you know that's what they call woman's logic, you can prove anything by using specific examples. I can prove to you why this Coke can is like an RPG if I use the right examples. That's called woman's logic, and when you get married, you will understand it.
He's got woman's logic.
Wow. That.
Wow.
That's not cool.
I got woman's logic? Wow, this is an epiphany.
Well, you don't want me to explain man's logic. You really don't.
Well, man's logic's pretty easy to understand.
It usually involves below the waist.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Nobody's better than anybody else. No. This is not a sexist comment. But back to backdoor football.
Backdoor
That's a
football.
Sexual comment.
Yeah.
I got all 1,000 achievement points in 20 minutes.
Wow.
Awesome.
So for the achievement whores out there, go rent it.
Wow.
It's really cake. It's not bad. It's like a kid's version of football. You know, you only have one button that throws the ball. You just kind of point where you want it to go. Mm. The announcers are terrible. Not that you would expect them to be fantabulous or anything. I don't know. It's not bad. I mean, it's for kids.
Yeah.
Does it have the, a lot of the backyard football games have the dude in the wheelchair? Does it have the dude in the wheelchair as a playable character?
I'm highly offended by that. But
why?
No,
I'm just asking. Seriously.
He would have a disadvantage. He would have an advantage against everybody else. Especially if he had a motorized wheelchair.
I wouldn't say he had an advantage. I actually kind of think it's cool that they put the one kid in a wheelchair in the backyard football games. That's why I ask if he's still in there.
He's not in there because he's playing against people like Carson Palmer and you know, Kurt Warner and Tom Brady's in the
game. They always were like that.
No, he's not in there, unfortunately, that I've seen anyway. At least I didn't get to draft him.
How would he?
I always thought that was kind of a, like, I was kind of glad that they did that. They put the,
why don't they put a girl in there?
There was a girl in the old ones.
There's not
a
girl in this one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a girl in the old
ones. I think I know why there's not a girl in this one, because when you tackle each other, it's like they punch each other in the face.
Nice.
That might be construed as, spousal abuse.
I got a question. How do you tackle a football player in a wheelchair?
Dude,
wow, Jason.
That would be fucking awesome.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm just wondering.
Wow.
I mean, come on. I mean, if he's going to play the game, you know.
There's
no special treatment for your ass.
What do you do? Just touch him?
It's better than grabbing him out of his chair and slamming him to the ground.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. Just this conversation has taken a turn that is
okay.
Let's
talk about something else.
Jason, Jesus, man, you're cruel.
All I tried to ask is if the wheelchair guy was still in backyard football, because I thought it was cool that they included him in there, and Jason had to go and ruin it.
I don't know. As far as I can tell, he's not in there. All the characters are like really generic. Like there's Arthur and Bob, you know, just generic names, whatever. And then each team has like one NFL player. And he plays on both sides of the ball, which totally... Carson Palmer couldn't tackle anybody. Anyway. I played Band Hero. Hey, it's Guitar Hero. And I transferred all the songs into Guitar Hero, and we're going to do another video. Just so you know. Actually, we should do two more videos, because Jason needs to sing the final countdown.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I know that everybody's going to hate this, but we should get 4 mics. And they have the Spice Girls on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. This would be the greatest video on the internet.
Wow.
Ever. And it's If You Want to Be My Lover.
I was about Ray Abb.
You got to get with my friend.
Yes.
Just so you know.
No.
Yes.
You got to make it last forever.
I got a story, though.
Is it about the Spice Girls?
No.
Well, then why are you bringing it up?
He's not talking about his dreams.
It's about that video that we posted a couple weeks ago. the Don't Stop Believing video.
Don't stop.
Oh, my God.
Believing.
On Twitter, one of the people, one of the people that I'm following is this this girl who's a
you follow women on Twitter?
Yeah,
shocker.
this girl in particular is I guess she's in the running to she's in the next in the line to receive the Royal Crown of Canada.
Hello, cutie pie.
So basically, she's the princess of Canada. and the thing is, she actually commented on a couple of my tweets a few times. So I thought, oh, she's pretty cool. So
Hold on. You got the Princess of Canada following you on Twitter.
I don't think she's following me, but I talked to her and then she responds back. But anyway, I sent her a message that said, if you want a good laugh.
Canada doesn't have a princess.
Watch me and my friends play this, and I sing very, very badly.
Oh, blast you and your estrogenical treachery!
The next day, I received a tweet from her saying that was god-awful, and that she thought that her ears were bleeding. So,
I mean, come on. Wow.
I have the utmost respect for women.
Yeah, but you are the trip, man. You are the trip to Princess of Canada.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Princess of Canada. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's awesome. That might be the greatest moment in this show.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to doing more videos.
So you can show them to the Princess of Canada?
Yes.
So that would mean her parents would be the King and Queen of Canada, right? Oh, the royal family of Canada.
I already know what this show is going to be called. Oh, I've got a great tagline for this show. This is a great episode. I'm feeling good today. Anyway.
Okay.
But Band Hero, yeah, it's the pop version of Guitar Hero. It's for the kids.
For the kids.
Like Taylor Swift and fucking... some weird shit
does
in there.
Does it simplify the note charts?
He's still laughing. Oh, he's still laughing about the King and Queen of Canada.
This is awesome. This might be the greatest moment in this podcast history.
The Princess of Canada.
As far as note simplification, no, not really. But there's not really a lot of parts. You know, some of the songs, like, don't really have a lot of guitar in them.
How about political simplification? Like, assuming that Canada has a princess and possibly a king and queen.
All right.
Man, I've got tears in my eyes.
I can't fucking breathe.
Oh,
breathe.
That was great.
Take a deep breath.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Oh, no.
I went there. I brought the bush.
Basic instructions for living by bush.
I'm gonna drill it home. Drill it home.
Oh.
Row in the boat. Anyway.
Wonder what her crown looks like.
It's got maple syrup on it.
It's a giant maple leaf. With a Labatt's on top of it.
And a hockey stick.
And moose antlers.
It's a boot.
That's her scepter, the hockey stick. Okay, we're getting offensive.
Yes.
Oh, we love Canada.
Yeah.
No doubt.
One of our PC editors from Canada.
Our PC editors.
I wonder if he's known the
Does he know the princess?
I wonder if he's familiar with the Canadian princess. And her parents, the Crown Royal.
Oh, that's awesome. That is 14 gallons of awesome sauce right there.
Wow.
Anyway.
I thought Shania Twain was the princess of Canada.
No, and Bryan Adams is the king.
Yeah.
So they spawned a baby. She's following Gambus on Twitter.
And she's following Gambus on Twitter.
Actually, she's not. I was just following her.
You were following her.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Man.
Anyway, this is the longest Band Hero we'll probably ever get on this
show. Yeah.
Just so you know.
This is the longest coverage Band Hero has ever gotten, ever.
But if your kids are into that music, or if, you know, your tweens are into that music, it's very tweeny.
Hmm.
Lots of tween music. But I exported all the songs, so we definitely need to get Gambus on there and have him sing a video so we can send it to the Princess of Canada.
Just when I calm down, I can breathe and bring it back up.
Oh, man. I bet the Queen of England would be very disturbed to find out that Canada has its own king and queen secretly.
It's elusive.
Still playing more The Ballad of Gay Tony. That's good stuff. Very good deal for that disc.
Hmm.
Reviewed it this week. Awesome. Imagine Grand Theft Auto had two Game of the Weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Liberty City episodes and Chinatown Wars for the PSP. GTA still kicking. Still topping the charts. And to go back to what you said earlier, Gambus, about shooting big game and Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Yeah.
I played Jurassic the Hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Might have some of the best dialogue ever.
Really?
When the guy jumped out of the airplane into the Bermuda Triangle, he was like, "Extreme!"
Wow.
And then the best part was he finds a dead body, and he goes, "What the foxtrot is going on here?"
Wow.
The first episode is called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Wow.
WTF for the
right.
Impaired.
Interesting.
Wow.
But the mechanics hilarious. Of the game actually aren't bad. It reminds me of Turok, the new Turok, not the old Turok. Not that crappy PS2 and Xbox one.
Turok Evolution.
Yeah, that game was asshole in a box. But it's actually not bad. It is under Activision's budget label or whatever. It's actually pretty fun. As long as you don't take it too seriously and you don't have multiplayer, so there's no dino shooting online.
Hmm.
It's not bad. I wouldn't recommend going out and buying it, especially considering it comes out like 7 days before like the end-all, be-all first-person shooter.
Yeah.
You know, the one that's going to resurrect people when it comes out.
Yeah, it's like the Book of Revelations.
I wasn't really going to go that route, but okay. The other music game aimed at the kiddies I played this week was Lego Rock Band, and it's actually really good. Hmm. The songs are actually really well chosen. It's got Elton John's, was it Crocodile something song, which is actually really fun. You can import all the songs over to Rock Band 2, except that it costs you $10 on top of what the game cost you.
Really?
But I love the way it looks. If I could import all my songs from Rock Band 2 into Lego Rock Band, I would.
Really?
Just to play it with the little Lego people, because it's so much cooler. And the notes, instead of being bars, they're little Lego blocks. And it gives you little, like, Lego facts in between each one. You know, there's, like, what they say, like, 620 Lego blocks per person in the world. They say they make, like, a billion, like, 400 billion Lego blocks a year.
Hmm.
It's a lot of blocks.
Yeah, a lot of plastic.
But the song list is actually really good. It's really fun. They didn't dumb it down. The expert note charts are still really hard. But I'm glad that I transferred all the songs over to Rock Band, because there's a pretty good set list in there. There's some fun stuff in there. Even if it's not your typical Rock Band songs, there is country in there. It has Rascal Flatts singing Life is a Highway. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big hit for them. A big cover hit for them.
Yeah. Which, it's funny because, like, you know the song and you're, like, singing it, but then you hear them singing it and it's like, Life is a Highway! You're like, shit, they twanged it.
Twang! Get a little bit of that twang in there.
Alrighty. But it's good, though. It is actually really good, and the Ghostbusters theme is in it, which is awesome.
Hmm.
I hope some of those will be DLC for Rock Band.
I doubt they'll do that.
That sucks.
Yeah. But good times, a lot of good songs in there. I did download the Marvel Ultimate Alliance pack of characters, and they're pretty cool.
I'm kind of pissed, Juggernaut, you got to pay an extra $2 for them.
Well, Juggernaut was exclusive to one of the stores. So you either got him there or you can buy him.
That's stupid.
I bought him and
Why is he not included in the pack? I mean, I understand
because he was
exclusive to the store, but that's bullshit.
All the characters are $2 a piece anyway. Every character that comes out is going to be $2.
Still bullshit.
So by the time they release the next 40 characters, you know, 40. Hopefully they can find enough characters that people actually want to play as.
Is that what they're playing in, 40 characters?
I just pulled a number out of my
ass,
dude.
That's a lot of characters. I don't think they have a lot.
This pack is actually really good, though, because you've got Psylocke, you've got Cable, you've got Magneto.
Carnage was what caught me on that.
And then Black Panther.
I don't care about Black Panther. Carnage is what got me.
I didn't even play as him.
Really?
I made my team of Cable, Psylocke. I used Black Panther because I lost somebody else. I can't remember. I don't know. I still need to beat the damn game.
Yeah.
I've stopped really caring about the story.
Yeah, well.
I just
didn't care about the first game story.
It had a story?
I see.
And then the last thing I played was Dragon Age Origins, which I played the absolute shit out of. I'm like 10 hours into it. I've only discovered 23% of the world.
And how you like it?
I really didn't like it at first because it's not really my kind of
cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Like, scenario, I'm not into the dragons.
And
elves.
We're back to the Queen of Canada. We should mention, by the way, before we get a whole lot of angry email, we are aware that technically the Queen of England is the Queen of Canada as well, but...
Her daughter's following Gambus on Twitter.
But it's just the way Gambus phrased it makes it sound like there's a separate royal family for Canada.
You didn't know about them?
Because you know we'll get a bunch of angry email from Canadians telling us that their queen is
technically the
English
queen.
What are
you talking
about?
They don't have the internet in Canada.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Jesus.
Just terrible.
Just let it go.
Seriously,
God.
Canadians are some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yes. So
we love Canada.
I actually love Canada. It's a really nice place up there.
Yep. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. I really like it.
The king and queen of Canada are very nice.
They're going to have us in.
They're going to have us on.
Here we go, do a show for them.
Gambus is their jester. Anyway, Dragon Age, can't say much more than what Wombat already said about it. It is really good. It reminds me a lot of Knights. Like I said, I'm not big on the whole dragons and dwarves and elves kind of stuff, but I really like the story. It's actually really interesting, especially like if you get into the characters' backstories, you start talking to them at the camp and stuff like that. It's actually really interesting. My biggest beef with it is actually not the visuals, even though they look like butt, is the quest direction. When you pick up quests in the different towns, it is so fucking convoluted to try to figure out what some of them are. Some of them are easy. Like, they'll even put a little thing on your map. Here's some bears, go kill these bears, whatever, and then come back. Okay. But, like, some of them are like, it gives you this little vague description of where something is, and you gotta go figure out where the fuck it's at. And one of those towns I was in, it was like, you need to go down to this lake. Okay, so I look at the map. There's no lake on the map! So I start just running around different places, and then I realize that you can pull the map all the way back out and travel anywhere at any time, which it never tells you that. Most of the time, you go to the exit, shows you the map, then you choose where to go next. But you can actually pull up the map and go anywhere at any time, which it never told me that.
Right.
So I was confused as hell. I ran around for hours trying to find shit. Picked up a lot of loot, which I have to destroy a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much useless crap in there.
Yeah.
I had like 10 shields at one time and 10 pieces of chain armor, and I'm like, dude, none of these are any good. I got the best shit on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I do like the game. I'm actually really into it. Like I said, I'm almost like 8 hours in, and I actually really am enjoying it. If I can find time.
It's long as hell.
I actually saw somebody complain online because they said it was like 60 to 80 hours. And he's like, I beat it in 33. I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, oh, shucks.
I'm sorry, it only took you 33.
Right.
Oh, damn. Yeah. How do you sleep at night?
Yeah.
I wish I had 33 hours in the first week the game came out to play it.
Yeah, no doubt.
But this week, I got a lot of reviews to write, but Modern Warfare, it's a special place in my heart.
It's special.
Maybe I'll actually play with Gambus Khan on Xbox Live. Who am I kidding? I haven't played with him on PSN since his Xbox died.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You know, Modern Warfare is going to be one of those games where you're going to pull up your list the day it comes out, and everybody.
The only person not playing it will be made fun of. I think I'll be that person.
Well, it'll probably be me.
I think I'll log on Tuesday and play like...
Family Fun Football?
No, I think I'll play like Over the Hedge or something.
Do you still own Over the Hedge?
No.
Oh, well then that's going to be difficult for you.
Log on and play Halo 3.
You guys think you know where the shit's at. I know where the shit's at. Motherfuckers.
I should log on and play Two Human just to spite everybody.
Yeah.
Or Two Worlds. Back to back. Two Worlds and Two Human back to back.
Yes.
Alrighty then. Alright, now that the fondling is over, we get to do new releases for the week. The only thing that comes out that matters is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. We start off with Shaun White snowboarding world stage for the Wii.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay.
You can tell the excitement in the room.
Half of this shit was last week, and it just got delayed till Modern Warfare week. That's brilliant. Like, Dora the Explorer, Dora Saves the Crystal Kingdom.
Well, contrary to popular belief, the target demographics for Dora the Explorer and Modern Warfare don't overlap.
You'd be surprised.
I think they're okay.
You'd be surprised. Have you been on Xbox Live lately?
Well, that's true.
I want my chocolate milk.
Most of them can't construct sentences. Maybe they should watch Dora. Yeah. NBA 2K10 for the Wii. Sushi Academy's never coming out. I'm just going to put that out there. It's been on there for like 3 weeks. System Flaw, Wedding Dad. This is all shit from last week. There's Modern Warfare. Yeah, we know that's coming out. Shit. There's a statue. There's a fucking Jesus Christ, it's still going.
What's still going?
The Modern Warfare stuff. Oh. I'm down another half page. The DS version's called Call of Duty Modern Warfare Mobilized, and the Wii version's called Modern Warfare Reflex.
I like Mobilize.
Died.
Just phone die?
Yeah.
Way to go, man. This is why you should charge it before the show.
Well, I told you, I don't charge it unless the battery dies.
If you didn't have to watch people getting shot in an airport. Chaotic Shadow Warriors. DDR. Disney Grooves. DDR Hottest Party.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Attack of the Saiyans. What Saiyans?
Saiyans are the...
I didn't really ask you to...
They're the alien. They're the alien race that Goku was a part of. They're kind of like the Kryptons.
Kryptonians
from Krypton.
Fail it, geek.
Man.
I'm taking your geek license away from you.
Dragon Ball Raging Blast.
Wow. Raging Blast.
More like Raging Ass.
Wow.
That game sucks.
Gambit, you are on fire today. You are on fire.
For the DS, we have Dragonology, in case you needed to study it.
Dragonology.
Final Fantasy XI, the ultimate collection of boredom. Harvest Moon Animal Parade.
Wow. That sounds like the best game ever.
Yeah. Harvest Moon Sunshine Islands. And to bend you over for buying all those Hasbro Family Game Nights, it comes out on the 360 on disc form this week for $40.
Excellent.
Wow. And Hot Wheels Battle Force 5 comes out for the Wii and the DS. Jonas apparently comes out for the DS.
Oh, the Jonas Brothers.
Jonathan Kane, the Protector.
What?
I don't know. That's for the PC. Kinkaboncho.
Yeah,
I should have a review.
Hopefully.
Yeah, this week.
Boncho. Pets Nursery. Pets.
How many freaking Pets games do they really need to come out with?
I don't know.
About sick 50? Of all these damn Z games.
Phantasy Star Zero with a slash through it. What's that mean again?
I mean zero.
Just then, why didn't they use a fucking zero?
Because they want to be complicated.
Fancy? Yeah, like unnecessary umlaut and brutal legend.
Yeah.
Fucking poppin' music comes out. Pro Evo Soccer 2010.
Pro Evo.
Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Can you guess what systems those are for?
Yeah. Can you guess what type of game it is?
Crap.
Yes.
AC/DC Rock Band Track Pack.
Again.
Again. Spectral Force Genesis.
What?
For the DS.
Huh.
Style Lab Jewelry Design and Style Lab Makeover.
Give me a freaking break.
Give me a freaking break, man.
Yeah.
Team Elimination Games.
Okay.
I don't really know what the fuck is going on.
There's not much to say about that.
TMNT Arcade Attack for the DS. Apparently Tony Hawk's Proving Ground comes out 2 years later. It's on the list. It makes no sense. Ultimate Party Challenge Bundle.
Ultimate Party Challenge. That's just
Ultimate Party.
That's like if you made up a generic game name generator, that's the first thing that would come out of it.
There's an ass load of Women's Murder Club games coming out.
Yeah.
And Buck Fever.
I got Buck Fever.
Buck Fever for the Wii.
Buck Fever, Buck Fever.
We don't have to show it.
Oh, sing it, sing it.
Suck it, suck it. Anyway. It's time for that news thing that Killer Wolverine doesn't do anymore.
Suck it.
And now!
Damn.
News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents that news section that we still haven't named. Brought to you by the Royal Family of Canada. Secretly stealing power from the British since 1952. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Give this people air.
Anyway, apparently iPhone developer has been accused of using games to harvest phone numbers.
Awesome.
That's very comforting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Activision is apparently not too concerned about the backlash with Modern Warfare 2 on the PC not having dedicated servers, nor should they be, because it's still going to sell a fuck ton.
Because it's still going to sell 6,713,000 copies.
It's going to sell a billion copies.
Is this a game about Greek, Euros? Euromancer coming to the Xbox
One? Yeah, I've seen that. It looks pretty
decent.
You
make a lamb taco?
I'm pretty sure in this instance it's actually pronounced gyro.
Nah, that's not true. The new Zelda for the Wii is not committed to 2010.
Yet.
Tales of Vesperia may be coming to the Wii.
Yay! Another Tales game. Great.
Really? It only took, 19 years? But a sequel to Smash TV might be on the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope it's a downloadable arcade game.
Oh, good. Just like and Rock Band 3 may aim to teach people how to play music.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. I got to say this right now because I had a huge argument on Twitter about this the other day. Why does Rock Band get so much leniency?
When it comes to...
Guitar Hero got its ass raped. Because it released Guitar Hero 5, Band Hero, and DJ Hero. Okay? So there's two guitar, band, game, whatevers. Oh, my God. It's terrible for them to do that in the same year. Beatles Rock Band, Lego Rock Band. What's the fucking difference?
Well, I think people are upset because of Guitar Hero Metallica, Guitar Hero Van Halen, Guitar Hero Aerosmith, Guitar Hero...
And Van Halen was
4,
free.
Guitar Hero 5.
Guitar Hero Van Halen was free.
Band Hero, DJ Hero,
You can't really put DJ Hero in there with it because then...
No, it's... Yeah, I mean, that
that's not
really
fair.
But still...
You got three games and Rock Band released two.
There's... Rock Band has Rock Band, Rock Band 2, Rock Band, The Beatles,
Lego
Rock Band.
And if you want to use Guitar Hero Metallica, then you have to use AC/DC Rock Band, which was $40 when it came out.
Right, okay. And then Guitar Hero has Guitar Hero 1, 2, 3, Smash Hits, Rock the 80s, Metallica, Van Halen, if you want to count it, Guitar Hero 4, Guitar Hero 5, Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
You know, that could be a... Halo does the same thing.
Guitar Hero's also been out two more years longer than Rock Band.
But, I mean, every game that has success has capitalized on it, like Guitar Hero.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that
and Breach and all that.
I'm just offering an explanation. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just offering an explanation for why people don't give Rock Band as much shit as they give Guitar Hero.
They should be giving shit to other games too, because other games have done it. It's not just Guitar Hero.
I think Rock Band should get just as much shit this year because they've released just as many add-on things.
Right.
That Guitar Hero has. You have one extra Guitar Hero than you have Rock Band this year.
Rock Band. If you don't want to count Van Halen, that's correct.
You don't count the first three Guitar Heroes since it came as a band. It's about similar. So, I mean,
there's been World Tour and 5 and Band Hero, and there's been Beatles, Rock Band 2, and Rock Band.
Metallica and Aerosmith.
Didn't come in bundles. We're talking full band stuff, whatever. It's just Rock Band gets so much leniency because people think it's the definitive one. I'm not arguing the fact that it is the definitive one because me personally feel that way, but I'm so sick of the Guitar Hero hate because there's a lot of good in Guitar Hero. There is.
Yeah.
You know they're not rolling over on it.
You know what series I'm tired of? The series. Pets.
Yeah, but no one pays
Baby.
Nobody buys those.
Jules.
Wait, what?
Styles?
I thought I heard something.
I think he said Jules.
Oh, okay.
Jules?
He's tired of his jewels.
Whoa.
Did you see the Black Friday deals going on?
Already?
By God.
Yeah.
Walmart's doing buy an arcade Xbox 360 and get a $100 gift card.
That's already started. That's not Black Friday.
Really? They're already doing that?
Yeah.
You get a $100 gift card if you buy
an
arcade.
My friend went to get one, and a half hour after they started it, they were sold out.
Wow.
Dude, Microsoft's going to fucking have huge numbers for that shit.
Yeah.
Boom.
Did you see the Old Navy one? The Old Navy Black Friday sale?
Mm-mm.
If you spend $20 at Old Navy, you get Lego Rock Band for free.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Spend $20 on clothes at Old Navy, you get Lego Rock Band
like
for free.
That's like a shirt.
Right.
Yeah, it's one shirt.
No, actually, Old Navy's
like
not that bad.
Oh, really?
They're not that bad. Oh. You can get t-shirts at Old Navy for like $6.
Wow. Wonder how fast that's going to go, because that's not a lot of money to spend for what is it? Is it a $60 game?
It's a $50 game.
Wow. Is there any other good ones?
There's a lot of good ones floating
around.
Kmart
had some good ones floating
around. Yeah, Kmart had some good ones. I know a lot of games are going to be discounted down to like $30 and $40.
I think Kmart's going to have Dragon Age for $40 day after Thanksgiving.
They're going to have to drag me out on that fucking Friday, aren't they?
Do you be stupid, too. Ain't worth it.
It's not worth $20 for me.
Nope. I would save the $20 because you'll spend it in gas and time.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Stand in line.
That's a good point.
Getting trampled by mothers.
Yeah, if you get trampled, you also have to pay medical bill.
Fuck that. They'll pay it.
Yeah, they'll pay it.
I don't know. Jason might like getting trampled by some mothers.
Oh.
He's a member of the Cougar Club.
Wow.
BioWare reveals a new Old Republic character class.
What is it?
Assassination Imperial Agent.
I'm looking forward to that game. I think it's going to be really good.
Dude, you can't even run like Skype on your computer.
I can run Skype and World of Warcraft at the same time, barely.
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 Dragon Age patch for the PC version came out, fixes minor bugs, and alters the difficulty. It makes the easy difficulty easier.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, the game, I should mention, I've heard, is much, much harder on the PC than it is on the consoles.
Private investigators capture a Modern Warfare 2 pirate. Apparently this game is one of the most pirated games of all time. And that explains why there's been so many people online playing it already.
Yeah,
and people getting banned.
Yep.
Banned, motherfuckers. Warhammer Online is now offering a unlimited free trial.
Yeah, I saw that.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can play it unlimited on the trial server for free.
The new Xbox update. It is worth mentioning that if you are under 18 and they know you're under 18, no Facebook, no Twitter for you.
Oh, wow.
It is age-gated because that's actually the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Facebook and Twitter are supposed to be for people under, not for people under 18.
Is MySpace that way too?
Yes. But that doesn't work on the internet because kids can get around it on the internet.
Well, right.
On the 360, that's not possible until they come up with a patch, which...
You know, I'm kind of glad they're doing that.
A lot of people threw a fit over it, and that's because they're immature.
Right. Well,
right. Obviously, they're immature. They're under 18.
Wow, listen to you there, fancy pants. You're almost 40 and still immature. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I'll always be immature.
Hell yeah.
And he's not almost 40.
Yeah, he's not almost 40.
Brad Peterson's almost 40. The White Stripes are making their Rock Band debut next week.
And no one cares.
For DLC. A lot of people care. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that like
when
White
Icky
Stripes.
Thump comes out on DLC, people care.
Right.
Dude, you'd be surprised how many fans that band has.
Why? They're not even a band.
I'm not the one delivering the hate
thing
today.
Is it me, or does the lead singer of the White Stripes sound like he has a jawbreaker in his mouth while he's singing?
I'm sure
I don't want to tell you what a jawbreaker. I don't want to tell you what it is instead of a jawbreaker.
Terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.
Multiple digital retailers are refusing to sell Modern Warfare 2. Must be because of that petition. Star Trek Online gets a firm release date of February 2nd.
What? So I thought that game already came out.
Nope.
Wow. I don't care.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
EA Sports announces Madden the Ultimate Team, a free collectible card game coming to Madden 10 this January. Uh-huh. Hey, look, there's a Raider right there. That's right, bitches.
What?
Right there.
Raider and Ultimate? No. Mm-hmm.
You just mad your quarterback's already thrown double-digit interceptions.
Shut up,
suck
man.
It.
Shut up. Hey. Not to go off track here, but when they played the Cardinals last week, they intercepted Kurt Warner 5 times. It was a little bit of payback from the postseason. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but you see, the regular season doesn't really matter.
It matters.
Nobody listening to this show cares.
Well, they should.
Anyway, possible Dishwasher 2, Dead Samurai. Images have been leaked, apparently by the guitar player from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, why does it say Tom Morello?
I don't know. He posted his name all over the pictures because I guess he wanted credit for doing it, which is just funny because, like, people are just going to think it's the guitar player from Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
Well, maybe it is.
BioWare designer defends Dragon Age Storage DLC. It was designed with limited inventory for a number of reasons.
Right, yeah, they... people were throwing a fit because they were complaining about the fact that there's no storage in the game. But if you buy the Warden's Keep DLC, there is. Like, there is a storage chest or whatever that you can store stuff in.
And I bought that. Where the fuck is it?
Basically, BioWare was saying, you know, we initially wanted to have storage, but it didn't make the cut. But when they were working on the DLC, that was one of their highest priorities, so... That's basically
you. Nobody's going to accept that excuse because the DLC came out day one with the game.
Right, and nobody's going to accept that excuse because there's a Shield character in the game that sells DLC. Mm-hmm. Or sells a DLC.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing how that works,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's pretty clever how that works.
I bought that, but I don't know where the fuck the storage thing is.
The Warden's Keep thing you did?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is either.
I bought it. I don't have it, though.
It's like you got to beat that mission, the Warden's Keep mission.
I haven't seen that yet. So I have to beat a mission... Plus, paid $15.
Right.
Sounds like a fair deal.
It's not $15, is it? Yeah. I thought it was only 560 points.
The word was 1,200. Maybe the
Stone Prisoner. No,
that Stone
Prisoner.
Which was free.
Right.
For me.
No. The Warden's Keep, I think, was only 560 points.
No, but still. It's still $6, $7. Yeah. Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey confirmed for North America.
Yay!
That was the weakest yay I've ever heard in my life, if I'm being honest.
Okay, yay!
That's not much better.
Yeah.
Media Molecule says there's no Little Big Planet sequel coming.
Boo.
Yay!
Yay!
He calls a sequel the most counterproductive thing you can do.
That is true. I mean, yep. Considering that you could just make sequels in the game.
Yep.
Apparently, Halo Reach images have leaked onto the internet.
Really?
So, I looked at it. Hey, it looks like Halo.
Hey, it looks like a Halo Reach.
And let me guess. It's going to be like, oh.
Title screen.
It's going to sound like a cow dying.
Anyway, on Steam, Mass Effect is the deal right now. Oh, wait, that's over.
Great game if you haven't played it.
It was $10 this weekend. You should have bought it.
You should have bought it.
Yes.
EA announces a PS3 exclusive multiplayer beta for Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Which is a switch from the last one, because didn't the last one have an exclusive beta for
360?
Yep. Yeah.
On November 19th.
They're showing love to both sides.
Apparently the PS3 Netflix disc has arrived.
Disc?
Hmm. Yeah, you have to have a disc.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Left 4 Dead 2 pre-orders reached 4 times that of the first game, probably because the first game was actually good, which means people actually now want the second one, so they're going to pre-order it. Which I forgot, I did play that demo.
How is it?
It's Left 4 Dead.
Really?
What else can you say about it? You run around killing zombies. But I did get a frying pan.
If you like the first one, is it worth buying the second one?
It should have been DLC.
Da-da-da-da.
Seriously, I mean, it's the same game. Mass Effect 2 Collector's Edition features in-game bonuses, including as well as a DVD, an art book, a metal case, exclusive armor, and weapons.
How much is that retailing?
$69.99.
Really?
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
I think I'll pick that one up.
No doubt.
Yes.
Blizzard is charging real money for World of Warcraft pets.
What?
$10 will get you 1 of 2 vanity pets for your account.
Nothing really new there.
Atlas is instituting a Demon Souls guide replacement program for the Collector's Edition. Apparently some of the guide's ink has started to wear off.
Yeah, mine is worn off.
Apparently Modern Warfare 2 for the PC will be capped multiplayer at 9 versus 9.
Wow.
Hmm.
Which it really isn't, I mean, it's usually 16 player.
Right.
So
thing is, the whole thing about the dedicated servers with Modern Warfare 2, I mean, that kind of sucks. How you can't really do any modifications, because modifications are like the bread and butter of the PC community.
Modification. And only in the world of Nintendo could this actually be news. Nintendo is planning to offer WiiWare demos.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, demos.
Yes.
Welcome to 1999.
Yeah. Nintendo, get with the freaking times. I mean, it's...
And Braid is coming to PSN, finally. And the PlayStation 3 owners threw the same fit. It's $15. Oh, my God.
Boo hiss boo.
Dude, that game is worth $15.
Yes.
You shouldn't be complaining about... They're complaining not because it's $15, but because it's the same price and it doesn't add anything new. The game was still worth $15.
But it's the same product.
Warren Spector tried to acquire the Deus Ex rights and was denied. You don't get your own game back. Thor and Captain America games confirmed for 2011, obviously to coincide with the movies.
Yay!
Sega will be publishing them.
Oh, ouch! Oh!
Well, if they're anything like Iron Man.
Apparently, there's been some free episodes of Wallace and Gromit available until today. Full season been discounted to $20 for PC users.
Cool.
Blaze Blue is coming to the PSP, complete with ad hoc play and new game mode.
Woohoo!
If you can play it on the PSP. I don't think I could do that. that's a funny picture.
Yeah.
Super Street Fighter 4 apparently features better net play and the classic beating up the car stages.
Yes!
I'm excited
about
that.
That is awesome.
Crystal Bears... shot through the heart, and apparently Famitsu's to blame. The game got a 7 and 8 and a 7 and an 8 from Famitsu Magazine, which is kind of low from them.
Yeah.
Next Zelda to use Wii Motion Plus for sword fights.
Yay.
That's a cool picture.
Miyamoto hints at a cat-based game.
Let me guess, it's going to be called Cats.
No, I think that's already been...
Yeah.
It's going to be called Nintendo Cats.
Modern Warfare 2 is apparently the most pre-ordered game in the history of GameStop.
Yeah.
Broke records, man. Broke records. Apparently the Xbox Live Rewards pilot program has begun. You get Microsoft points for doing different things, like renewing a one-month gold subscription, renew 3 months, renew to a 12-month subscription.
Hey, I just renewed
Netflix.
My 12-month, like a couple months ago. Like
yeah,
a
but
month
this
ago.
this is beta. Not everybody's in this.
Oh.
Make your first purchase on Marketplace, continue to stay on gold, or participate in surveys. It's free Microsoft points. If they bring this out, that's sweet.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I could do it for some free Microsoft points.
Oh, yeah. You'd probably just have to take 100 surveys to get 5 points.
That's so. I love the 3D Dot Game Hero. I gotta say, I love the concept behind 3D Dot Game Hero.
I saw that video.
You can apparently create Link from the original Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm. You could create pretty much any pixel based character that you wanted to.
New Fight Night Round 4 DLC and a price drop. I guess the game's going down to $39.99, and there will be some new boxers coming. Three new boxers and two new modes.
Yeah.
So.
Lots of sweaty.
Sonny Liston, Evander Holyfield, and Bernard Hopkins. He's not Jewish. Stop that. Little Big Planet is celebrating first birthday with a cake costume.
Awesome.
He has a little candle on his head.
Oh, that is so cute.
Wowza.
Apparently a Heavy Rain demo is in the works.
Mm.
You get to press four buttons and it's over. Simon Says.
Yes.
Last week's Xbox Live Arcade release was the three more episodes of Wallace and Gromit, which I got for review. Haven't even played them yet.
Wow.
Microsoft has pretty much given developers the ability to eliminate private party chat in certain multiplayer games.
Which is a good thing, because it can...
lead to cheating.
Yes, with games that force the player to not be able to talk to his team after they die. If you're in potty chat, you obviously...
Potty chat,
you obviously still could.
Yep.
So
apparently that's going to be the first in Modern Warfare 2. Nintendo adds carnival and card games as this week's downloadable stuff. I'm excited about that. The Modern Warfare DLC was special last week. Rare's cameo sequel was canceled.
Okay.
Apparently it was in the works and Microsoft canned it.
The first one was actually a really good-looking game.
It was good-looking.
Yeah.
What you got cooking?
Hey, good-looking.
Oh, my God.
What you got cooking?
Apparently a new game turns a baby doll into a Wiimote attachment.
Oh, my God.
No.
And, ladies and gentlemen...
And right after the baby story, we have an AO-rated version of Manhunt hitting PC on November 6th.
Manhunt
2.
Manhunt 2. Nintendo profits dive 52% in first fiscal half.
Oh.
And we're back to the beginning. We're done. That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news.
That you can use.
You can if you want
to.
All right, we do some questions. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Just standing up here.
Are you, like, hemorrhaging from the nose?
I am hemorrhaging from the nose.
Like you were last week.
Apparently Slimer's made his way over to you. Standing over me like a faucet. Scaring me. Yo-Yo Guy.
Yo.
Apparently, he says, hey, N4G Radio Crew, got a cue for you. On the podcast on 10-5, you said that Valve sucks for making Crash Course DLC for Left 4 Dead cost money on 360.
Did we say that?
I guess. This isn't true. Microsoft is what makes the decision about what costs money and what doesn't. Valve said they would make it free if they could, because that's what they've been doing with every multiplayer game on the PC they have ever made, but Microsoft love being dicks and charge money for otherwise free DLC. So my question is, did you know that? I'm guessing you didn't. I just wanted to inform you about it.
I did not know that. And
I have heard so many different things.
I don't actually remember that conversation. I'm sure it happened, but I don't remember that conversation.
So. I've actually heard both sides.
I've heard that Microsoft does it, and I've heard the developers have a
choice. And they basically like to blame the other guy.
Well, that's the way the world works.
Yeah.
It's always blaming the other guy.
Blame somebody else, yeah.
Like Valve doesn't like to make money.
Yeah.
My asshole.
Valve hates to make money.
Yeah. I can't afford to feed Gabe Newell anymore. I don't know to explain that conversation that this, I don't know. Can't you bring up Twitter on your phone? Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that? So I don't have to do it on the PC. It makes it much easier, motherfuckers.
I got my phone turned back on, but I don't know if it'll stay on long enough to
Twitter.
Brandy Neville says, I attempted to read through the whole thread. I didn't make it. But I hope no one has asked this question. One, if you were all rulers of the universe / world,
wow,
what would be your Ten Commandments, so to speak?
Ten Commandments?
Well, first off, I would get Canada their own king and queen.
Yes. That would have to be one of the commandments.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda!
I would, let's see, what else? Let's see.
That's a good commandment. I like that one.
You like that one?
I like that one.
I would I'd use a page from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and be like, be excellent to each other.
Wow.
What?
I would command that...
I would command that Gambus Khan is present at every single karaoke night.
Yes. And I would also command that they make a new Legacy of Kain game. And a new Bushido Blade.
I would command that every time there is McDonald's food, it is cooked fresh.
Yes.
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 You have to be...
It has to come right off the grill onto the bun.
Like that for any fast food.
Yes, any fast food has to come directly off the grill onto the bun.
Hey, that's a good rule. Granted, fast food will no longer be that quickly.
I don't care. Yeah. It's all about taste to me. It's not about
fast
convenience.
Anyways, unless it's left over from last night.
I would command that every pizza place in the world has to drop the price of pizza.
Thank you.
It's too fucking expensive.
Except for Little Caesars.
Yes.
Except Little Caesars.
There needs to be more of them.
There needs to be like 14 billion Little Caesars.
It's good to see them making a comeback, though.
Well, but I still think other people's pizza is better. So I would prefer like Pizza better. Hut drop right. their price.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut's Pizza Mia. Well,
yeah, but the Pizza Mia is not as good as the Pan.
No, it's not.
I don't know about that.
It's not. It's not.
It's not. There is no debate.
All right. Fuck
Stop
you.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Pizza's pizza.
No, it's
that
not.
That is not the truth.
No. Right. I've had some really bad frozen pizza.
How dare you?
We're not talking about frozen it's like pizza.
It's like they say on The Office, that pizza is like a hot circle of garbage.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other commandments? Surprised you haven't made one about naked women, Jason.
You were waiting for that, weren't you?
I was waiting on it. I figured it'd come eventually. There's a joke there. Don't make it.
Clothing optional, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if you want to go that route.
You better put some more specifics in that commandment.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't put more specifics in that commandment.
If you're a hot chick, clothing optional.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm all about the freedom.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I don't know.
I'm going to move on. This question seems to be dragging.
Yeah.
Not like Dragon Age.
It's a good question. However,
we're not creative enough to come up with our own commandments outside of fast food, apparently.
and somewhat game-related. I will make a commandment that they should not be allowed to make a Soldier of Fortune 3.
They already did.
I thought 2 was the last one.
No, they made a new one.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was called. It was on 360.
Well, then they should not be able to make a 4. And they should not be able to make another Saw movie. And they should have to go back in time and erase every Saw movie that's ever been created.
You stop right there.
Hey, you know what would be a cool role for the video game industry?
I like Saw.
If every single video game would come with a figurine.
They about do nowadays.
So that,
close to that.
So that you can actually have like a shelf full of figurines to match your video game.
You know what? Here's one.
This is why you don't have a girlfriend.
One. There's no...
Oh, man. You had to go there.
You should not be able to release a video game in 2009 whose manual is in black and white.
Yes.
And that has less than 30 pages.
Mm-hmm.
No exclusive DLC.
Yeah, FU exclusive DLC.
No exclusive DLC and no exclusive retailer crap.
Xbox Live should be cheaper, if not free.
It should be free. Period.
Wrong.
No.
No, right.
It should be free.
Fuck you, Arnold.
Bullshit.
Anyway, name your two favorite Coen Brother movies. I'm sorry, just name your favorite Coen Brother movies.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Isn't that Coen Brothers?
Yeah, they did Burn Fargo. After Reading, Fargo, wasn't Lebowski them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lebowski.
Okay there.
Yeah.
Snap it right into place.
I'm going to say Fargo.
They have another one that I can't remember that I really liked.
Wasn't something about Mary?
I like
no,
some,
that's
the Fairly
Brothers.
There.
Okay, I get them mixed up.
They had another. Didn't they do Old Country?
No Country for Old Men?
No Country
I think
for
that
old
was then, yeah.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
Damn, there was another movie they had that was kind of like Burn After Reading that I really liked. I can't remember what it is. Shit. I want to see Burn After Reading. I had it in my hand the other day, and then I switched it to I Love You, Man.
That's a great
it's
movie.
Probably
which I haven't
choice.
Watched yet.
Burn After Reading was a little bit disappointing. I liked it, but it was disappointing.
Then why'd you tell me it was a bad choice if I put it down?
You picked up I Love You, Man, which is a better choice.
Oh.
An old old country for...
I'm sorry, but I liked my girl, my best friend's girl.
I didn't like, I did not hate it. It was fucking, funny.
That was a dirty movie.
Yeah,
it was. Watch out with your kid.
My best friend's girl?
Yeah.
Dane Cook?
I didn't see that.
It's Dane Cook and Any, Jason
Oh,
Bates
yeah, 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 yeah. I did
Kate
see that.
Hudson.
I did see that.
The scene at the wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. That was pretty
anything
funny.
With Dane Cook is not for kids.
I don't know, that stupid Jessica Simpson movie kind of was. It
Employee.
Sucked.
Employee of the Month?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it sucked. Oh, I'd say it wasn't that good, but I wouldn't say it sucked.
He had a pretty good serious role in Mr. Brooks, though.
So. Everybody hates Dane Cook. We're not allowed to like him. Stop it.
Fuck that. I like Dane Cook.
I love Dane Cook.
I think he's funny.
Good luck,
Chuck. I need a Dane Cook movie. Soundboard with the monkey on it.
Yeah.
I know this fight. Let's fight.
Yeah, we strayed from the question.
Yeah, Coen Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say Fargo and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou are my two favorites.
I'll stick with Fargo and I'll Lebowski. The Big Lebowski is a good movie.
I like Big Lebowski and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou will probably be second because there's something about that movie that's pretty cool.
See, I get to be the demon here because I've never seen Lebowski.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen Lebowski either.
You guys need to see that movie.
So, but I have seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and it's a pretty funny-ass movie.
Yeah.
I know there's another one that I'm not thinking of. And I can't remember what it is. It's like a dark comedy, like Burn After Reading. I can't remember what it was.
That's pretty good.
All right, next question. Describe your ideal gaming console. What would it include? Sizes, stats, anything like that?
Didn't we do that last week?
We've done that like a billion times.
A billion times.
I want the
at least 100 billion times.
Jason's going to say a terabyte hard drive. I'm going to say the slide-in tray like the PS3.
Yeah.
And that's
not the tray. Not the tray.
We have a little drive. Suction drive, whatever you want to call it.
Suction drive, hard
the
drive.
The campus mom drive.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Oh, man.
We got to get this podcast back on the rails.
Yo, they
started
call
dying.
Your mom Hoover. Sorry. Wow. That was my suction joke.
Not after the president, by the way. I know where you were going with that.
I thought her name would be Kirby.
That's a video game joke you need to be there for.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
and
Kirby's
a vacuum
cleaner,
vacuum joke, too. Yes.
Kirby's a
so
vacuum?
So if this was a vacuum cleaner podcast...
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If this was a vacuum cleaner podcast, we'd be in good shape. We'd be talking about Oryk.
Look at that Angus burger.
Oh.
So hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving. I'm not going to lie to you.
I had waffles this morning.
That Angus burger is quite tasty.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's not bad.
I think it's beyond, like...
I think we're
going
to have to stop talking about it.
Normal
McDonald's
food.
We're gonna,
I am,
stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it!
I'm hungry!
I'm going to eat right after this is over, so...
Well, congratulations for you, dick cheese.
Oh.
Wow. You're going to eat dick cheese?
Fromunda cheese. You can ask him for Fromunda cheese.
He's going to eat breakfast with the princess of Canada.
Shot caller says, what it do, N4G crew? Shot here with some cues for you.
What it do?
What's up, Shot?
What up?
First, before I start, around this time, about 2 years ago, I started listening to the show. When I first tuned in, I thought that it was a podcast about a few guys that had a lot of free time and played video games.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Pleased to say that 2 years in, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Good times, gentlemen. Keep
thank
up.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now for our featured presentation. Will it be a sad day when gaming gets too mainstream?
I don't know.
Depends on what you mean by too mainstream.
It's got its advantages and disadvantages, just like anything else.
I'm ready to welcome people in to video gaming with open arms. But if you mean too mainstream...
Give me Mario!
If you mean by...
Give me your money!
If you mean...
Hey, wait, I got a sound for that. Hold on.
If you mean too mainstream in that every game is like Wii Sports or Wii Play, then yes, but...
Wii Play is the best-selling game of the decade.
Yeah.
Wii Sports Resort is actually a fun game, though.
Wii Sports
Shut
Resort
your
is.
Mouth!
Ah.
But, no, I mean, I like the fact that gaming is gathering more people in.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The thing is, when you get more mainstream people, you know, when it becomes more mainstream, then you start getting you get more money...
To make better games.
Yes.
Agreed.
Mo' money, mo' money, mo' money. There you go.
Wow.
Anyway. Second question. When the next-gen consoles roll in, do you think that fanboyism will get better or worse.
I'll stay the same.
Yep.
Who knows?
And the thing is, fanboyism has always been here since Nintendo and Sega.
Yeah, but it's a lot worse this gen.
Yep.
Well, because the advent of the internet, text messaging, Twitter.
The internet was forums. The internet was around for last gen, too. And
internet's been around
bad.
Since the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was never this bad before. But I think it's worse.
It's because people are more comfortable with technology and thus more comfortable in bitching and moaning.
Maybe.
Bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
What type of gamer has the most power? Console or PC gamers? And by power, I mean overall say in the gaming industry.
In the gaming industry. Oh. Interesting.
So
question.
You don't mean like actual processing power. You mean like who's got the most say in how the industry goes. Unfortunately for most PC fans, I think any more the console crowd's got more pull.
Yeah, the console, because PC crowd is, how should I say?
I think the DS does.
Stationary. They keep to themselves much more.
They're more of a anymore. The PC crowd is more of a niche market than the console crowd is. Console crowd's more mainstream than the PC crowd anymore, which is a switch from the way it used to be. Right. But
the PC crowd, they're kind of like hermits.
Wow.
That
I don't know that I would say that.
That communicate only with other like-minded hermits.
I was actually laughing at you. I was laughing at the last question. Oh. Sorry.
What's the last question?
No, that's not next.
Oh.
Question number 4, what's your zombie plan? For example, mine is gathering all the guns and barricading myself in a Costco. Keep in mind this is for the long-term survival and not fighting through a small town to get to a certain point of escape like in Left 4 Dead. Yeah, I barricade myself in a Walmart.
Yeah.
Dude, everything's in Walmart.
Yep. Yeah. You got guns at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got microwaves and microwave pizza.
Yeah. Yep.
Deep fryers and deep frying food.
Once you tap that resource, go to the next Walmart.
Tap that
all
ass.
Ever. Okay.
And you only gotta walk 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Walmart, you know, you pass one by, 5 minutes later you see another one.
Pretty soon it'll be like McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be every Starbucks. 3 steps.
I think Walmart would be the best stand against a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're on to something, Zero.
That's good, because if the zombies ever come, my ass is going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Question 5. I'm kind of a car guy, so I was wondering what kind of car or truck y'all might have.
Hmm.
We don't have anything exciting.
No, I've got an 08 Honda Accord. Coupe.
What?
Coupe.
Coupe.
K-Dub has a clown car.
Whatever. 2002 Jetta. Ain't no clown car.
That's a clown car.
Your clown car.
I got a 2004 Saturn Ion 2.
With no backseat.
And no power windows.
Yeah.
That's true. No power windows.
So I drive an 05 Chevy Cavalier. Man, we're exciting car people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting car.
We have like old people cars.
Old people cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long would the show last if Gambus wasn't there?
Probably 10 minutes.
Are you talking about the length of the show or the length of the actual podcast? Because we'd have been done if episode 5 if Gambus wasn't
probably.
Here.
Yeah, probably.
So he wasn't here during one of them, was he?
He missed one show.
Yeah, and he showed up at the end just to bless us with his presence.
And saved the show.
And it went on about the same length, didn't it?
Yeah, but I think we had 2 special guests.
No, we didn't.
I thought we had Terrence and Brian there.
I didn't think we did.
I saw Terrence. Yeah, I think Terrence and Brian were there,
so we had a full house anyway.
Yeah, we had a full house anyway.
If it was just us three, it'd probably last about an hour.
Yeah,
yeah, I overslept for a couple hours on that day, and today I actually overslept a little bit as well.
Yeah, so. But we held up the podcast for him this time.
We did. We put it on a kickstand.
Yeah, because we had to hold up the podcast for me anyway. So
when was the last time? When was the last time Killer Wolverine broke something?
Wow.
He hasn't been playing a lot of games because he's been in school.
It's been a long time since actually.
It's been a while.
Wow.
Do you break pens and paper?
He breaks hearts every day.
Every day.
Wow.
Every
day I
do. Pens. Wow, it's been a long time.
Breaks wind every day, too.
Yes, every day. Every day. So I guess if that counts, then, you know, yesterday. Not today.
Not today, though.
Not yet.
Keep it track.
Not today,
man,
Sam.
I would have to say it's almost been a year.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You're growing.
Yeah.
your
not physically.
Shut up.
your
feet are still the same. Don't worry.
You're maturing.
I don't think it is. I haven't been playing anything. It's school.
All right. Yeah. Now here comes the last question, and this is what made me chuckle.
Okay.
We all know ZT is Irish, and K-Dub is a raging Italian.
He is a raging Italian.
Yes.
But what of the other two in the crew? I'm Germ-Mexican.
Germ-Mexican.
German and Mexican. So the idea of eating a taco with an Oktoberfest-sized beer doesn't bother me at all.
How about a taco with sauerkraut on it?
Ew.
A big sauerkraut taco.
Dude, that's gross.
That sounds actually kind of good to me.
That's gross.
I've got a whole mixture in my history. I've got German... and mostly German and English. But I think there's a little Native American in there too. And maybe a little Irish in there too, but mostly I think German and English.
What about you, Gambus?
Well, I know that the lineage of the Gambrel family stretches all the way back to England.
I should take the information from you by force.
Yes. There is actually a type of roof called the Gambrel roof. So I guess we were sort of like Masons in a way.
You were roofed?
Yeah.
And then, 100 years ago, his family immigrated to Canada. Where they became royalty. So the princess of Canada that's following him on Twitter is actually his sister.
Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. That actually fit pretty well with the conversation. But
well, pointing it out doesn't help it.
I'm actually related to a historical figure that had that had to do with
the president of Wisconsin.
No. He signed the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock.
God, I don't know that was the truth.
I actually am related distantly to one of the queens of England. I don't remember
which one. Not the Queen of Canada?
Not the Queen of Canada, no. I don't remember which one, though.
But yeah.
Very distantly.
As a matter of fact, my grandmother on my dad's side, her maiden name was Hancock.
Wow.
And also have some Cherokee Indian as well. So there you go, a little bit English, a little bit Indian, related to Hancock.
You vile-smelling girl.
So a little bit of Hancock is what you're saying.
Jason and Hancock.
Who would ever thought?
Your name should be Jason Hancock.
All right, one more question before we do the twits. Said, okay, so I watched The Last Dragon based on your recommendations.
Yes.
This show's from H-Dogger.
Yes.
This leads to my question. If Gambus was one day killed by the best karate ninja samurai pirate in the world, would you, everyone in the room, pick their personal choice? A, forgive and forget at the cost of your fan base because of their love of Gambus.
Indeed.
Oh. Do an N4G podcast charity car wash with all of you in bikinis to raise money to hire the best assassin in the world to kill Gambus's killer. Pick one of you to train to be a decently good karate ninja samurai pirate and go try to avenge yourself, or try to avenge Gambus yourself by killing the said killer, or just take out your anger on Killer Wolverine and beat him unconscious so you can sacrifice him to the Grim Reaper to try to get Gambus's life back.
Wow. What the fuck?
That's a funny-ass question.
That's hilarious. I wouldn't sacrifice K-Dub. I think we should nominate one of us to train in the martial arts, too.
I'll nominate myself so I can kick that guy's ass.
Wow.
What the fuck? That's bullshit.
Snap.
Outrageous.
It is outrageous, Arnold. I would hire Arnold Schwarzenegger to go kick somebody's ass, if I'm being honest.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Yep. That's exactly what I'd want to happen. Actually, I would probably just train until I harness the power of the glow, like in The Last Dragon.
Why not?
Exactly, why not? Seems like the right thing to do.
Oh, that's fucking fun. I'd have to do the bikini car wash.
Oh, God.
Why did I? Oh.
I'd be turning over in my grave.
You look good in a two-piece.
Victory is mine!
The disgustingness is yours.
All right. Do Twitter?
Sweet.
Twitter?
All right, Twitter, shout out.
Some tweets.
All right,
I had it
see.
Where you needed to be.
Yeah, I know, but I always like to go back and make sure nobody we didn't miss anything right after.
Well, okay.
We did miss some stuff after. Okay. DizLoudboy916 says, N4G Podcast, please tell Mumbo101 to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn circle jerk, he
Stop
says.
Stop it!
And I assume that's the guy who threw out a joke about DizLoudboy last week, so... he also says, still waiting on Gamus Khan. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then he also, tying into our last question that we just had, who's hotter in a two-piece bathing suit, Killer Wolverine or Zero Tolerance?
Zero Tolerance.
I don't know. Zero's got the tits, but K-Dub's got the ass, so...
What? What?
Fuck me. You want to fuck me? You want to fuck me?
Wow.
You want to fuck me?
That's enough.
You want to fuck me? Are you going to help me now or not?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I couldn't resist.
So
basically, Zero from the waist up and Kata from the waist down.
Oh.
MK2 Forever says, no, I wanted to make some questions, grr. Well, we got some questions for you later, so we made up for it.
Stop mocking
me! Professor Chaos 9 says, if you care, the first thing I did was play multiplayer. That was in reference to Call of Duty.
No, it is not true.
Let's see.
I haven't been able to do it the whole show now. I'm free.
Pixelated Maze says, my Monday is cold, but this warms it up, in reference to us posting that we had a new episode up. Radio PM says, Assassin's Creed 2 or Modern Warfare 2? They have completely overhauled Assassin's Creed 2, so it should be better than the first one. Thoughts? I personally love the first Assassin's Creed. I want both, but I'm really excited for Assassin's Creed 2.
I'm going to have to go with Modern Warfare.
I have to go with Modern Warfare.
Yeah, Modern Warfare.
John W. says, hello, chaps. Will any of you be getting Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3?
No.
I don't think so. It depends on what, when I go to rent it, when it comes out, it depends on what they have it on.
Bullshit.
Not bullshit, Arnold. Grow up. Wrong. Put yourself out, you're on fire.
Wrong. I'm smart. Unlike someone we know.
H-Dogger says, howdy y'all, what's happening in the N4G hood? Well, as you can tell today, a whole lot of us laughing and not really knowing what we're doing is going on in the N4G hood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fixer says, in reference to me losing the charge on my iPhone last week and this week, says, a real iPhone user always has his phone charged.
Oh.
Have a good show, guys, and keep the battery charged.
Snap, you got called the fuck
out. I did got called the fuck out. I do it that way because I purposely only charge my phone when it runs out of battery so that the battery life doesn't degrade over time.
And that makes sense. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But.
So that's why occasionally when we record the show, my battery's almost out. Because
you bring your charger with you.
I should.
Or you can hook it up to his PC.
Yep, that's what I will probably do next time, just in case. Altus1 says, oh snap, and then retweets Fixer because he's not clever enough to put something on his own. No, I'm
wrong.
I'm just kidding. MK2 Forever says, hey, today is the day. Looking forward to listening to it. A round of beers to you guys. Cheers from Portugal. So thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers from the U.S. Back to you.
Thank you.
Cheers with the beers.
Altus1 proves me wrong by saying, so which version of Modern Warfare 2 are you guys getting? Standard, hardened, or the absolute moron edition?
I'm going to... standard.
Standard.
I don't know.
Gambus, you get it with the system. It's just the standard edition,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And I am getting the rent it and then take it back edition. MK2 Forever says, question, if you had to live outside the United States, which country would you choose to live in and why? And which languages do you speak besides English?
I speak hick.
Redneck.
Hey, hold on there! I want to get me a burr!
I just killed me a burr!
Sometimes I feel like I speak Gambus Khan, but not always.
Nobody can speak Gambus Khan but Gambus Khan.
Now, if I had to live outside the U.S., I think I'd probably pick...
Canada?
either Ireland, because I think it's really, really neat. Japan for the same reason, or Australia for the same reason.
I would probably say Japan because of...
Imagine that. Yeah. Anime titty girls and tentacle porn.
It's the capital of the otaku. And but
don't be ridiculous.
However, realistically, if I had to move out of the country, I would probably go to Canada.
And move in with the princess.
Yes. I'm
sorry, Gambus, but your princess is in another castle.
I have the utmost respect for women.
And I used to speak German, but I don't really speak it anymore because it's been a long time.
I speak some of the Spanish. I have to now to go to the bank.
Oh, wow.
I do, really.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they have the options on the thing.
Wow.
You're pretty much going to have to learn Spanish eventually.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea if you live in the United States to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
I would like to learn Spanish, actually, but all through high school I learned...
And.
all through high school I took 3 years of German in high school and 2 semesters of it in college, and I remember not so much.
I took French.
I bet you did.
You took French?
Yeah.
Français?
Yeah.
So did I.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Gambus Khan.
Wow. That was the worst French I've ever heard. I don't even speak French.
Fetch me something linen to throw on before I call child services.
Wow. REMGS says ham, bacon, or sausage.
Well, he didn't answer.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Mm-hmm. I didn't answer.
Australia.
Really?
Oh, yes.
But in the city part of Australia that I could travel to the outback.
There you go.
I think that place is just phenomenal.
Cool. Yeah.
Huh.
Of course, I heard video game prices
are terrible.
I might turn around and come back.
And a lot of games get censored.
Something tells me that Australia probably has some really, really cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody I've ever talked to from there seems really cool. So.
Yeah.
I'll go to Italy.
Italy?
Yeah,
of course you would.
Shut up.
You know, I think...
spaghetti sauce in your blood.
I think Italy would be awesome.
It would be an awesome place.
It would. I'd like to go to Rome.
Rome, if you want to.
Wait, wrong Rome. Sorry.
Yes.
REMGS says ham, bacon, or sausage.
Every one of those options.
Sausage, if it's links.
I would say.
See, I like sausage patties, but I like bacon too much to just say bacon.
I'm gonna straddle the line. I'm gonna go for Canadian bacon.
It's not an option.
Not an option. That's just ham.
I like ham. I like honey baked ham.
Honey baked ham.
Oh yes,
yes.
Yummy.
Shotcaller 33 says, "What it do, M4G crew? Have I got something to tell you?
Hey,
I just picked up Modern Warfare 2. I said you guys are gonna have a hell of a time
playing
it. Son
of a bitch.
He said you guys are gonna have a hell of a time playing it. Have fun.
The hell did I just get laid?
No, you did not. And I believe, let me see if anybody else has sent anything in. Oh, yes, they have. Wow. No, wait, hold on, maybe not. Hold on.
Damn messages.
Nope, that's it. That finishes us off for the day. So, as always, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow at N4G Podcast, at ZTGD, at Gambus Khan, at Killer Wolverine, at R. Wombold, RWOMBOLD, and also leave us comments on iTunes, because we love it. We love it.
Giggity.
All right.
Takes a minute.
I'm going to say who day, bitches.
Oh, whatever.
17-0.
I got a plug. I got a plug.
Where are you going to plug it?
Okay. The Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast, they're running a contest to where you could win a PSP Go.
Yes.
And what you want to do is you want to listen to the current episode that just came out.
Which you should do anyway.
And the next 2 episodes. Fantastic contest. John and Rob are awesome. So listen to the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast, of course, after you listen to our podcast. So, there you go. Just wanted to give them a plug. Cause,
the only thing we give away is good cheer.
I'm in!
Yep. We haven't done a giveaway in a while.
No, we haven't really.
We got shit to give away.
Yeah. We haven't done a good giveaway in a while.
Of
course,
yeah.
The last big giveaway we tried to do was for Big Willy Unleashed, and that turned into a...
clusterfuck?
Well, it turned into a quagmire.
Hey, you must be a parking ticket, because you got fine written all over you.
Maybe, wow. Maybe we could run a contest, and the loser of the contest gets a Terrier Annie.
Wow.
Huh.
Terrible. That is what I would call damning.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
Are we done?
We're done.
Right. Yep.
Are we done?
Mr. Khan, take us out.
All righty.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Oh, you can...
It's me, Mario!
$0.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Can you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
Dude, relax. What the fuck?
I'm just
stop
slapped.
It. Stop it!
Fuck you, Arnold.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, asshole.
That picture is awesome.
Bullshit.
You're bullshit.
Yes. No, it is not true.
You already said yes, so it is
no
true.
Deal.
No. Yes.
Stop whining.
Fuck you.
No.
Give this people air.
Wait.
If I turn that down to there. Wow.
Did you make another ringtone? Is he on fire in that picture?
Hello, cutie pie.
Yes, he is.
That's awesome.
Where's Sam? You didn't bring Sam?
I can bring Sam.
Sam.
What's up with the Google doing Sesame Street?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why. Is it like an anniversary or some shit?
Maybe.
Every time I go to Google, it's different things.
Just because you're going on different days.
Yeah.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
That's an awesome wallpaper.
It's default, man.
Yeah.
It's the default for 7, you bitch.
Jesus.
You bitch.
That's so
you
mean.
You dirty bitch.
Why are we still so fucking
You're loud, breaking man? My heart, yeah.
You're breaking my balls, Chuck. You're breaking my balls.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, stranger.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
And that is what she...
That's a very comical scream, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man, I'm kind of
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
Shut up.
Wow.
I don't even know if we could do an episode.
Come on, baby. You know you're the girl of my dreams.
Yeah. Hello, baby.